A man whose voice is familiar to many public radio listeners has passed away.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Pro Musica.
Robert J. Lertzema hosted Morning Pro Musica from WGBH in Boston for 29 years. Heard all over the Northeast, the show was considered the industry standard for classical music programs. Morning Pro Musica was an excursion into the taste and sensibility of its host. The program began always with the sound of birds. No announcer, no music, just birds. Sometimes for 5 minutes, sometimes for two, the length varying with the difficulty of preparing the morning newscast. Eventually, his theme would slowly fade in, and then Robert J. Lertzema gently greeted his listeners. With his voice, described in the New York Times as sounding like warm fudge, he meandered his way into the morning.
The fog is not quite lifted from Lake Mackinac down in the Stockbridge Bowl. Still a little misty and hazy off in the distance. Looks like two different paintings that have been put together. The nearer painting maybe by Church or Watteau, or one of the landscape artists, and off in the distance more like a Japanese print with the mountains looking like islands in the mist. Our favorite venue for Morning Pro Musica, the terrace of Saranac, the former home of Serge and Natalie Koussevitzky, from which we will be broadcasting this opening orchestral weekend of the summer home of the Boston Symphony, Tanglewood.
It was a matter of principle for Robert J. Lertzema that Morning Pro Musica contain his newscast, prepared by him and delivered by him.
First, some of today's news, edited and reported by your Morning Pro Musica host, Robert J. Lertzema. One of the biggest concerns in the news, certainly for people who are involved, is the fires in Florida. Many communities in northeastern Florida looking like ghost towns this morning. State figures.
And then, of course, there was the music. His selection of music was praised and criticized, but remained uniquely his own. A suite by Maurice Ravel might follow a selection from Scottish folk singer Gene Redpath. Morning Pro Musica production assistant Jackson Brader once asked Robert J. Lertzema what the initial J stood for in his name. Although it has been published that his middle name was John, Robert J. Lertzema replied, "Nothing. I made it up because it sounded better than just Robert Lertzema." Mr. Lertzema's program was on the air for 7 days a week until 1993, when he moved to the weekend. His final program was this past April. Robert J. Lertzema died Monday evening at the age of 68.